Now, once we recruit people, we attract people, we bring them to us, we have to have the correct professional and legal process to hire them. Now, one thing I know, and I do this very frequently when I travel and all throughout the U.S. doing consulting and conferences, I pick up the Hispanic Yellow Pages, what we call Las Páginas Amarillas, okay? Do so. And what you're going to find is that in most cases, the first half of the Hispanic Yellow Pages are filled with advertisements from attorneys. Now, I don't want to scare you, but I'm a realist. There are lots of attorneys out there trying to get people of minorities to file discrimination cases. So part of the Hispanic hiring kit, especially in these hiring tools, is to get you to understand and use properly developed professional and legal hiring tools. So I'm going to walk you through these. The first are the applications. We have an application there. It's a two-page application that asks all the questions that you need to have. Even, do you have a license? It also does not ask questions that are illegal. Okay, so sometimes you see an application, and the reality is that on many applications I've seen, there are questions there that are not legal. So we'll get to that. I have a legal guide of questions that you can and cannot ask in the hiring kit. So I had so much fun developing that particular guide because I honestly learned a lot just by developing it. But let's get back to the application. So you have applications that are both in Spanish and English. Look, if you have somebody who's Spanish language dominant, give them a Spanish language application. You have the corresponding English one there. The exact same questions are in the exact same places. Get the data that you need. And that's the right and fair thing to do for people. You are, in fact, making the choice to hire people who perhaps do not speak English well. So as a business person, as a leader, it's our job as leaders to communicate with people. So as a leader, be fair with them. Give them an application that they can read. Okay, so that takes us to the next tool. And that is, we have this amazing list of interview questions. All right, so you get an application, you like it, you go, hey, this person could work out. Interview the person. Don't just bring them on automatically just because they have a body and they can work. No, come on. This is your company. Value it. You want to bring good people on? Have very professional processes, okay? Interview questions. All kinds of great interview questions there. People who ask good questions, they get good answers, okay? So there are about 30 open-ended questions. There are some situational questions. There are even a couple questions that are for jobs that where people have to work outside, okay? But one thing I can tell you, all the questions are legal. Okay, so that's very important. But you don't have to ask someone all of those questions. There are a lot of questions there. You can choose the ones that you best like. But they're both there in English and Spanish so that you can interview people in the targeted and necessary language to really find out what you need to find out before you bring someone into your company. And then there are entry-level assessments, if you follow along with me in the manual there. I love evaluating. I do this in my company. We have assessments. And so there's an entry-level assessment, which just is really basic, just basic logic. And it tells if the person can read. It tells us if they can read a tape measure, okay? But just some very basic things. It's not long for most of us. It'd be very simple. But look, many people in the labor force in the Hispanic world have not received high levels of education. Now, I want to say something about that. I have a sign in my office that says, "Do not confuse intelligence with education." There's a difference. My father graduated from 8th grade in Puerto Rico. He was a great businessman and actually retired by the time he was 45. I learned throughout my life never to confuse formal education with intelligence, nor should you. You may have some guys and some females who you've hired or are considering hiring who do not have much formal education. You need to know that going in. You cannot develop people you do not understand. You may also have some people who, through an assessment, show you that they have some wonderful skills. The next assessment is the leadership assessment. This is much longer, probably take about 45 minutes to do. But as long as the person is honest, and let's face it, if they're not honest, you don't want them as a leader, right? So as long as they're honest, you can get a great profile of their mentality, of their educational background, things they're good at, things that they're not very good at, things that they gravitate to and don't gravitate to, how they would handle different situations in a leadership role. This is a fantastic assessment. should give it to every one of your leaders. And by the way, again, all of these tools are both in English and Spanish, so you pick the language that's appropriate. The next thing is a guide to legal and illegal questions. Now, you can put your logo, put your address, and you should print this, and you should make sure that you give this to every person in your organization who is involved in the hiring process. I'll go back to that páginas amarillas, no? Half of the attorney ads. Make sure you're asking legal questions. Protect your company, okay? Protect yourself. Unfortunately, we live in a litigious society, and there are people in the Latino community who are really kind of sounding that trumpet, okay? I'm certainly not one of them, but look, part of playing by the rules is asking legal questions. So encourage your people to learn these. They're both there in English and Spanish, so perhaps you have a Latino supervisor or a Latino foreman or a Latino superintendent or a Latino manager who is involved in the hiring process. Give it to them, and they're laid out side by side, so one guide is sufficient for each person. Something I also really recommend in this area of the legal guide is test your people, hand it to people, and actually test them to see if they understand the legal and illegal questions, okay? So you can create a 10-question test and just document that. Then keep that documentation, because if someday you were to be accused in a discrimination case, you could document in court or in the legal channels that you, in fact, not only handed this out, but you actually tested this among your hiring managers. So that's just a little something you can do to further insulate yourself and further protect yourself. Now, if you look with me now, you'll see the next tool is a guide to work visas for foreign nationals. I've had people all the time ask me, well, what about the H-2B visa? What about the H-1B visa? What about the TN-1 visa? What about... They're all in this guide, okay? So we may have some people that we could recruit that would qualify for this. Take a look at that. I'll give you an example. I had a company I was working with, and an insulation company up in the Northeast, and they did a very specialized type of insulation. They insulated nuclear power plants, and they needed people with experience doing so. They were able to get visas for those skilled laborers and bring them into the country. So go through that foreign nationals work visas guide and take a look at that. There may be some potential great employees there for you. Now, once we hire them, we bring them in. I love this tool, and that's a welcome letter. You know, today people get email. I think the study's out there that people open less than 10% of their emails anyways. Why not send somebody a physical letter in the mail that says, bienvenido, bienvenida, okay, welcome, Ramon. Welcome, bienvenida, Susana, you know? So you've got a welcome letter there that's in both English and Spanish. And again, you can send both. And then once in a while, we have difficulties with our relationships, and there's a letter of reprimand. Now, this is different. You don't send this in the mail. You get them to sign it. You give them the original, and you make a copy, and you keep it. This is to protect yourself. Because if you're going to dismiss someone, even if you're in a right-to-work state, you should have documentation of a progression of difficulty that would lead to that dismissal. Being in a right-to-work state doesn't mean that you are completely, totally exonerated from having to give people a proper opportunity for correction. And those are the hiring tools, powerful tools. And when you use these recruiting tools and when you use these hiring tools all together, wow, it's a professional image. It's a culturally relevant image. It all says respect. That's important. Now, in the next track, we're going to talk about the onboard process, and that means when we hire someone, what's the first day of work? What are we doing to establish our culture? Well, we want to help you with that, and that's on the next track.